there are reverse mortgage calculators, but then there are reverse mortgage point of sale solutions. Lenderful Solutions helps you get more loans, retain more customers, and even make online applications a reality. To learn more, visit LenderfulSolutions.com. One Northern California county has modified ADU rules to ease the senior housing crunch. Mortgage demand drops to record lows, and a judge determines former LiveWell CEO's criminal restitution. These are your top reverse mortgage news stories for the week of March 4th, 2024. You're listening to Heckam World Weekly, the nation's only weekly podcast bringing you reverse mortgage-related news for you, the mortgage professional. A Marin County Board of Supervisors in Northern California last Tuesday approved reduced fees to build accessory dwelling units, or ADUs, in the unincorporated areas of the county, that according to an announcement by county officials. Now, if you're unfamiliar with Marin County, it is just right across the Golden Gate Bridge, just north of San Francisco, and it is a famously toney neighborhood with high home values and a population in the county of about 260,000. Like many localities across the U.S., Marin County leaders are dealing with a housing crisis in their area, and they hope to alleviate it in part through the construction of more ADUs. They're especially aiming to serve those undergoing life transitions, such as seniors. Homeowners think about the second units are often going through a life transition, seniors transitioning to a fixed income, first-time homeowners looking for a way to afford a home, adults becoming empty nesters looking for a solution for an overcrowded household, or seeking to create affordable housing for friends and family, said the county in a statement. An ADU can provide rental income in addition to the benefit of having a living space and helping seniors age in place. It can also help a financially strapped college student or someone that's been recently discharged from the military to have a home. Now, the new resolution, which is adopted by the Marin County Board of Supervisors, allows the administrative staff to, quote, waive and reduce several types of fees for certain ADUs throughout the end of 2024. Now, this appears to be a pilot program, and the hope is that it will result in more ADUs being built for the individuals in need. In fact, last year, the state of California approved an updated housing plan for the county that included a goal of producing 280 ADUs in Marin County from 2023 to 2031, a goal which the county appears to be well underway on meeting, with ADU applications increasing from 35 units in 2019 to 81 in 2023. Reverse mortgage professionals are aware that recently FHA has taken notice of the potential between ADUs and reverse mortgages, allowing ADU rental income to be included in the eligibility criteria for a reverse mortgage last year, a measure supported by the National Reverse Mortgage Lenders Association. Reverse mortgage lenders and originators are not alone. Higher interest rates over recent months have made a big dent in housing activity and mortgage application volume. Mortgage applications decreased by 5.6% on a seasonally adjusted basis during the week ending February 23rd, that according to the Mortgage Bankers Association's weekly mortgage application survey. What the report does omit is the fact that buyer demand, as measured by the Mortgage Application Index to purchase a home, is at its lowest level in three decades. January's index reading of 134 has not been seen since 1995. Mike Frantantoni, MBA's senior vice president and chief economist, said higher rates in recent weeks have stalled activity, and last week it dropped more for those seeking VA and FHA refinances. Then we have the most recent data from FHA's single family production report, and it reveals that traditional FHA mortgage applications have collapsed from 71,449 units in November to 63,000 in December. Traditional FHA single-family applications have also fallen dramatically from their peak in May 2023 of 102,000 units. Now, while we're looking at FHA case numbers, of course, we saw the Heckam application case numbers from November to December drop from 2,628 units to 2,369. Purchase activity is running 12% behind last year's pace, but our January builder application survey results show that applications to buy new homes were up 19% from last year, says the MBA. And Perhaps that can be attributed to the aggressive price cuts and incentives and even mortgage buy-downs that developers and builders are offering new home buyers. Mortgage rates also remained little changed last week when it came to traditional lending, with the 30-year conforming rate declining slightly to 7.04%, but remaining about 0.25% higher than it was at the beginning of the year, according to MBA's economists. And purchase applications dropped by 5% from 1 week earlier on a seasonally adjusted basis. And then we have refis. Last week, refinances accounted for 31.2% of all applications, down from 32.6% the previous week. The question is, who is getting a refi? That is quite a special transaction in today's interest rate environment. Also, 30-year fixed rate mortgages averaged 6.9% as of February 22nd, according to Freddie Mac's Primary Mortgage Market Survey. And as of last Wednesday, the 30-year fixed rate on Housing Wire's Mortgage Rate Center, powered by Poly, stood at 7.26%. The MBA survey also shows that the average mortgage rate for a 30-year fixed rate loan with conforming balances less than $766,550 decreased to 7.04%, down from 7.06% the previous week. A federal judge in Manhattan has shed new light on how much criminal restitution embattled Richmond businessman Michael Hild may have to fork over, that according to a recent column in the Richmond Business Sense. U.S. Magistrate Judge Catherine Parker last week recommended that Hild should pay a total of $46 million to be divided amongst a group of lenders in bankruptcy estate of his now collapsed company, the former reverse mortgage lender LiveWell Financial. The restitution would be penance for Hild's conviction for defrauding lenders through a scheme in which they intentionally overinflated the value of LiveWell's reverse mortgage bonds and then used those to borrow tens of millions of dollars. The scheme led to the collapse of the once growing Chesterfield-based reverse mortgage lender, LiveWell, and also it led to Hild's arrest, trial, and conviction. He has been sentenced to serve 44 months in federal prison, but has remained free on bond while appealing the verdict. The U.S. Attorney's Office initially asked for a $69 million judgment, while Hild argued that the figure should be far less or even zero. With both sides at loggerheads for over 2 years, U.S. District Court Judge Ronnie Abrams, who has overseen the criminal case, passed the resolution matter on to Parker, who gathered evidence and then heard testimony from Hild's five victims: Industrial and Commercial Bank of China, Flagstar Bank, Mirae Asset Securities, Customers Bank, and the bankruptcy estate of Hild's former mortgage company, LiveWell Financial. Parker ultimately said the reasonable estimate of the restitution that Hild owes is $46.45 million, and that includes $17.79 million for ICBC, $13.36 million for Flagstar, $7.39 million for Mirae, and $7.64 million for Customers Bank, and also $253,000 for the LiveWell estate. And Parker's recommendations did come despite Hild's argument that no restitution should be owed to Flagstar, Mirae, or Customers Bank, saying that they benefited financially from the holdings and bonds, reaping interest payments after they essentially foreclosed on those bonds as collateral for the loans to LiveWell. The lenders say they were harmed even after receiving some of the initial interest payments, and Parker agreed. Some of the restitution will also be applied to Hild's co-conspirators, former LiveWell executives Eric Rohr and Darren Stumberger. They were both charged alongside Hild in 2019, but they pleaded guilty and made an agreement to cooperate with the prosecution and also serve as key government witnesses in Hild's trial. And as part of the conviction, Rohr and Stumberger were ordered to pay restitution to LiveWell's lender victims. And should Abrams memorialize this $46 million recommendation, it's really unclear what percentage of that total judgment that Hild, Rohr, and Stumberger respectively would have to pay. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Heckam World Weekly, the nation's only podcast bringing you reverse mortgage-related news for the mortgage professional each and every week. We do have a video companion edition of this podcast, which can be found at heckamworld.com and also on YouTube. And again, be sure to thank our sponsor, Lenderful Solutions, by clicking on their banner on this page if you're here at heckamworld.com, or go to lenderfulsolutions.com. Have a great week.